Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeff is our great friend, longtime Brain Trust member, coming up on 17 years. How about that? As a member of our Brain Trust. He is an award-winning journalist, the author of three books on working from home, and he's our good friend, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Always great to be back with you, Jim.
Good to have you back. So you think prospecting for customers is like fishing.
Absolutely.
Explain yourself, Lucy.
Yeah. Explain. Please explain. You know, I got to tell you, we get caught up in this trap, as especially as solo entrepreneurs, where we don't have a sales team out there that's always fishing for us. You know, you have to have your lines in the water. And a lot of times, you know, if anyone's gone fishing, if you have more than one line in the water, you know, we live down here in South Florida, and we have the piers, and we have the drift boats, and people might have two, three, four rods and reels going at once,
right.
And you got to tend your lines. You got to make sure, you know, fish come up, and
you got to make sure the bait's fresh on the bottom.
They come up and they nibble that bait off, and you'll think, why is nothing hitting? You bring up your line, and there's an empty hook on the line.
Yeah.
You know, and it's important because you may be working one rod and thinking, no, that's the one that's going. And what about your other lines? You know, are they still working for you? Are they still got bait on the line? You know, and I think it's really important because what we are as entrepreneurs is I was talking to somebody yesterday, frankly, and she was lamenting. You know, she's a PR person, and she was lamenting having to. She loves working with clients. She loves pitching the media. She hates the back office stuff. She hates the sales and marketing. She hates the collections and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But to the point of sales and marketing. You know, she'd rather work the clients than prospect new business. And
yeah.
That's fine. You don't prospect new business.
That's as long as people never go anywhere else and they don't die, you're good.
You're perfect, you know, as long as they grow with you and keep you busy. But it's critical that you don't overlook what's going on when you're not looking at what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to be prepared and constantly working. So to that end, you know, whether it's, you know, lunching with people who can steer, you know, your network, people who can steer business your way, you know, working your LinkedIn connections, you know, people working your social media, constantly adding to your blog,
meeting new people.
Absolutely.
even if you have no idea how it might help you in the future, meeting new people.
Absolutely.
Because that's how you get into to people these days. You don't get in to see someone you haven't done business with before by knocking on their door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How you like me so far?"
Right.
You've got to get an entree of some kind, especially if they're prospects that are worthy, they're really, you know, really nice prospects.
Right.
You've got to either be introduced by a referral, or they have to have somehow met you somehow where you can say, "Hey, it's me again. Got time for lunch?"
Right.
So you've got to have earned the right, and you got to find a way to be relevant to them.
Right. Right.
And that's part of what you're talking about. That's part of the fishing. And how much of that could happen? I mean, how many times if you do this, you're going to meet somebody today that will benefit you a year from now.
Right. Right.
And they might not even be the prospect.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, again, back to the fishing metaphor, down here, you know, as true fishermen down here, for example, go out and they net ballyhoo, which are they're little small fish, they're bait fish, they almost look like small marlin.
Yeah.
They'll go out and they will net ballyhoo first. So you put a little chum in the water and then you bring them around. They're,
right.
You know, they'll surround it and you throw a net out and you know, grab a bunch of them, put in your bait well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of what you're talking about. That's going out and building the connection that are going to then bring in the fish.
Yep.
And it's important that you work that network and that you don't be bashful. You know, I mean, I was talking to my son lately, who's ready to graduate from college and go out into the workforce, and he was sitting with somebody on a plane, and they had a really good conversation, and the guy was connected and really could have done things from a boy. Mm-hmm. At the end of the conversation, with Zach, I said, did you get a business card? Did you get his contact information? He goes, no, it kind of would have been awkward. I'm like, dude,
it's never awkward.
I said, the last thing you say, got a card?
Yeah.
And the worst thing he can say is, sorry, I'm plumb out. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, and that's the message. You're working with somebody.
Yeah, that was a good lesson for him.
Yeah, you know, this is a person who could have made it. And who knows whether he would have made a difference? Who knows whether, you know, that was a moment in time, Zach.
I've had that same conversation with my son over the years, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
these are people, when you meet people who've already established themselves, if they spend some time talking to you, they're part of your network now.
Right.
Don't lose them.
Don't lose them. You may never need them, but you have them if you do.
And it's amazing. But it's amazing how, and see, if, especially in the B2B world, when you're doing business to business, you never know where a contact will come into play.
Absolutely.
I mean, I don't know how many times I've leveraged someone that I met. Because I just still had a card. I said, wait a minute, I know somebody. And I'd go back through my contact information.
Right.
And I'd call them up, hey, you remember me? Yeah. Do you know so-and-so? Yeah, I know that guy. Or whatever, you know. And it's just another point of contact to get closer, the whole goal, Jeff, to me, is making higher quality contacts.
Absolutely.
It's the quality, isn't it?
Absolutely. Volume is all well and good, especially if you don't need...
The volume, you know, is in the networking.
The prospecting
is quality.
Right, exactly. You need that broad net, and mm-hmm. then you need to be able to, you know, back to the metaphor, you need to have all that bait in your bait well, but then you grab that one piece of bait that looks mm-hmm. the best that you're going to then use to try and catch the big fish. But it's a constant process. You know, I often quote a line that's been attributed to Aristotle, where he once said, the philosopher Aristotle, and he once said, you know, is said to have said or written many years ago, that excellence is not an act, it's a habit. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not a one-off thing. I'm not excellent because I delivered a great article or whatever today. It's because people have come back to me for great
Are you
articles.
Sure I didn't say that?
I think you did. But
you think it was Aristotle?
I think you nicked it.
It was one of us, wasn't it?
Tell people.
Hey, Jeff,
exactly.
I need your website, please.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com or JeffZabar.com.
All right, folks, check that out. And, Jeff, that was a really good way to think about prospecting.
Absolutely.
For folks. And you know, these days, it's different these days, prospecting, because people have a firewall up outside their door.
Yep.
Much more than they had before.
Yep.
We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got something completely different to talk about with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. Stay with us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassie again.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.